This week's episode is sponsored by Helio Gas Detection. Hey everyone, this is Leighty for the Smashing Skull Sessions. I'm joined by guitarist of Brat, Brenner Moat. Brenner, how are you doing?
Great, great. Fantastic.
Awesome. Glad to hear. So, welcome to the show. To our listeners who maybe haven't heard of you guys before, you know, can you introduce yourself and your role in the band?
Yeah, I'm Brenner. I play guitar and do some backing vocals.
Awesome. You're quite the shredder.
Ah, thank you. I'm okay.
So how did the band start?
So it started for my birthday a few years ago, like right before the pandemic. We have our own karaoke machine. We were doing karaoke at a friend's house, and Elizabeth did a Day to Remember song, and like she was able to hit the lows really well, and like it surprised everyone and no one was expecting it. And like I've been playing music for like 15 years, and I was like, let's start a band together. So that's what we did. And lockdown happened a few weeks after that, so I just had all the time in the world to start writing music.
Awesome. That's quite impressive for Elizabeth, because Jeremy, he's quite low, isn't he?
Wait, what's that?
He's very low, like vocal wise.
Yeah, no, she was able to hit it really well. So
yeah, no.
It was a pleasant shock.
It's always a good surprise when the vocalist can hit like the highs and the lows.
Yeah, definitely.
So the band's debut album, Social Grace, is out the 15th of March. I'm very excited for it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So how was the recording process for it? Was it a lot different to your 2022 EP, Grime Boss?
Yeah, it was a little bit different because our first two EPs, like we went into the studio. Those are actually both recorded at the same time. We just wanted to release it and two batches rather than just do a full length right out the gate, so we could kind of spread it out a little bit. But the full length was written while we were already touring a bunch, and like we didn't want to take a significant amount of time off of touring because we were touring a good bit, and to like write and record the whole thing all at once. So we would just take, you know, the 2 months or whatever we would have in between tours to like write and record two or three songs. And then we would just do them in batches over the course of about a year, year and a half, something like that. And so, it was about a year, year and a half, 10 songs later, and then we had an album.
Nice. You're like meal prepping, but with music.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. How did the tour go that you guys had just finished?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was probably the best one yet. Just in terms of like how the shows were. They were mostly sold out, and the ones that weren't were pretty close to it.
Nice. Lots of pits, lots of hardcore dancing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You love to see it. And how did you
come
up with
absolutely.
The title of Social Grace?
Well, I feel like it kind of just fits with our whole vibe. It's the juxtaposition of like this heavy music with a feminine aesthetic. So it just seemed like it kind of fit. And the picture on the album cover is actually of Elizabeth as like a 6-year-old child. So in her like little pearly pink dress, so we just felt it was perfect to use for the title and everything.
It's how it started versus how it's going.
Yeah, exactly.
If you could collaborate with any musician dead or alive, who would it be?
Ronnie James Dio.
Right out the gate.
Oh yeah, my hero.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, he's the man.
Yeah, I wonder what he'd think of Brat.
Yeah, I don't know.
He'd be like, yo, this is sick. This needs some highs.
Yeah, hopefully.
That's probably one of the quickest answers I've ever got for that question. So
Yeah.
nice one. So Brat, is a very eye-catching name. Like, it's one of the first things that drew me to the band is like, oh, they're called Brat. That's really cool. Is
Oh,
there a story of how you came up with the name, or did you just come up with it on the fly?
yeah. So me and Elizabeth were trying to come up with a name for like a solid year. 'Cause the writing of the first two EPs was about 8, 10 months, something like that. And we just were racking our brains trying to come up with a name. And at some point we had the idea to like do pop samples in between our songs live and stuff like that. And I don't remember exactly like the light bulb moment, but we just realized like that Brat would fit what we were wanting to do, because we had the idea of like doing a lot of Pink and doing pop samples and stuff like that. But it wasn't like an idea we had from the jump for the whole like aesthetic and everything. It just kind of gradually organically happened, and then we thought of Brat and we were like, yeah, this totally fits.
That's pretty cool. And the whole kind of pink aesthetic is kind of in right now, so like you guys are doing well.
Yeah, no, it just in time, you know.
Exactly. Divine intervention.
Yeah, for real.
So who would your biggest influences on guitar be?
Oh man. I don't really know. Honestly, like I'm not a person who like idolizes many players or anything like that. I just have bands that I like and they just influence my playing, but like I don't really like try to emulate anybody's specific guitar work or anything like that. I just kind of like what I like and whatever comes out comes out.
Awesome. So what sort of bands would you kind of really be into at the minute? Or solo artists?
Currently, I don't know. I'm just so all over the place with music. Like most of the time I'm listening to like electronic music, like old electronic music, like Aphex Twin and stuff like that, just on my own time. But like as far as like heavy music, there's this band Prowl from Canada that's really cool. They're like kind of like thrashy hardcore. Brass Tongue is a band from North Carolina or South Carolina. I always get a mix up that we've played with like 4 times, and like I listen to their music a lot. So just kind of just all over the place.
A bit of hardcore, a bit of electronic, it's a good combo.
Yeah, I'm all over the place. I'm really into like shoegaze and dream pop and stuff like that too. I also play in a post-punk band, so I'm everywhere. I like everything.
That's good because you can take influences from like a whole different thing. Like you might find like I don't know, some sort of song structure from like a pop song and apply it to like your guys' music, which is sick.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm quite the same. I'm all over the place with my music. Like I've been bumping Suicide Boys, 100 Gecs, and then like I go over to like
Yeah.
Whitechapel and Drug Church.
Yeah. No, I mean that's the way to be, you know.
Yeah, it's good to spread your nets wide.
Yeah, 100%, 'cause there's just so much good music out there. There's no reason to enjoy only a couple genres, you know.
Yeah, there's so many like cool bands. Like kind of Instagram reels have put me onto some really, really good ones, and like even being subscribed to newsletters.
Yeah. In an old school way, you know, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, 100%. Do you have any albums you're looking forward to in 2024, or any that you've heard that you've really liked so far, or?
Trying to think of what has come out already this year. I feel like there's something, but I can't think of it. One of the newer things, it's not like super new now, it came out last year, but I've been listening to Dying Fetus's new album a whole lot. There's that one for sure. It's hard for me to keep track of what's coming out this year, so I don't know if I really have anything in particular.
That's fair. Name drop. There's so much music coming out. Like Knox Loose released a single and announced their new album. Like I think it was literally yesterday.
Yeah.
Cal Decapitation's album came out last year. They're kind of along the same lines of Dying Fetus.
Right.
They're the kind of big ones, I think. But there's loads of
Right.
cool new music coming out. Your guys' album is coming out.
Yeah, very excited about that. Yeah, I really like the Escuela's Ball and Chain EP as well that came out last month. Or yeah, it's still February, so last month.
Nice one.
So,
It's the weird day in February.
Yeah, that's right.
The day that doesn't exist. And
Yeah.
We're on to our last question. Do you have any advice for anyone wanting to start a band in 2024?
Yeah, totally. So one thing that always, like, whenever a new local band pops up around me, there's like one thing that always really stands out to me. And I'm not just saying this because it's what we did and it worked out really well for us. But it also kind of is. So bands that like announce that they're a band before they have any music or any photos or anything like that, they just like make a Facebook page or an Instagram page and just put up a logo and just like music coming soon. Like it's not gonna grab anyone's attention, you know. Some people will follow it and then forget about it. Like coming out of the gate, you should totally just have like a single, photos, like all of that stuff, because then people have something to grab onto immediately. Like we recorded our first two EPs and took pictures and everything before people even knew that we were a band. So like the day we announced the band, we were like, okay, here's a picture of the band and here's a song you can go listen to on Spotify right now. Like to just have all that ready before, you know, just building it up over the course of months and people kind of lose interest or forget about it. Like that's definitely my advice. And like bands that come out of the gate with music ready to go, announcing that they're a band, that's always what gets my attention.
That's some really solid advice. It's kind of like a product, really. Like you don't see companies like advertising their products and then nothing's on the shelves. It's like they've got the product ready to go and then do the advertising campaign after.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's all about instant gratification these days. And as much as that sucks, that's what gets things done, unfortunately. So like, you know, people hear about a band, they want to be able to go listen to them right now. And, you know, not just see that, oh, they might have music in a few months.
Yeah, I understand that. But like, it's also kind of satisfying when you see a band like go from like just the logo to like having music out. Like that's a cool process as well. Like finally hearing the thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I enjoy that too, which there's a band locally that is actually playing our record release with us that comes to mind. Like, they did like drop the logo and the name and everything, and then, you know, they did release music a little while later and the music's badass, so I was like, hell yeah, I want them on it. Name of the band is Swamp Grave, by the way, to name
Swamp
drop.
Grave, nice.
New death metal band here in South Louisiana. I don't know, I feel like it just ends up working out better in the long run to just come out of the gate swinging.
Just like go with the algorithm, feed it, and just hope
Yeah.
it works out in your favor.
Right, for sure.
Awesome. Brenner, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, of course. Thanks so much for having me. Sorry, showed up a little bit late.
It's all good. And Social Grace is out now.